It's called the Infectious Disease Elimination Program, and what started as a one-for-one needle exchange has developed into what the bill's sponsor calls a one-stop shop for those who need services. Miami Democratic Representative Oscar Brainin addressed the Senate Health Policy Committee Tuesday.
This is more than just a needle exchange. This has become a roving triage and health center for these people who do not have access, do not take the time to go to get AIDS tests, hepatitis C tests, to treat infections.
The program was launched 3 years ago by medical students from the University of Miami. Brainin says the data since then speaks for itself.
The program has been quite the success. Miami-Dade County is one of the, if not the only county in Florida that has a reduction in its overdoses from opioid deaths.
Brainin adds there is another valuable aspect of the program when it comes to breaking the cycle of addiction.
And it also has become a place where we can bring them in to get them exposed to the possibility of going to rehab and getting rid of this terrible addiction that they have.
Under Brainin's measure, counties have to opt in to start their own programs. He says it is funded by local dollars and no state money is used. The medical students who developed the program were on hand Tuesday as Brainin's bill got a committee green light. Tyler Bartholomew is a PhD student at Miami's Miller School of Medicine. He says Miami-Dade County ranks atop the entire country in new HIV infections.
In the midst of this opioid crisis, it really has been a portal into the healthcare system, how we can access this population, get them Narcan, like reverse an overdose, and get people into substance abuse treatment.
University data says about 1,100 opioid overdoses have been reversed using Narcan provided by the program. Maggie Ginoza works for a student-run free clinic that the university operates in partnership with the Needle Exchange. She says many who use the program's services likely wouldn't seek help elsewhere.
It's been a really incredible opportunity to get people into care for things like wound care related to injection drug use, as well as general health issues that otherwise might not be able to get access to care because the exchange has sort of set up this, it's in this position of trust with the community, and we're able to get people into care for things who otherwise might not see a doctor or might not show up to a hospital or a health system and trust the health system.
The results have even made a believer of one of the program's doubters. Republican Senator Dennis Baxley says his apprehension to support such a program has gone away.
I was one who is always scrupulously conscious that we could be creating a codependency in these situations, and we may actually be creating more addiction by supporting the negative habits in some way when we do these things. So we're extremely cautious. And I just want to say that everything that has happened over this three-year journey has demonstrated a very successful program.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.